Well,
Today's November the 9th, and I just got this tape today, and I played it and everything, and I got a whole bunch of mail today. I hadn't got any in the last 2 or 3 days. The mail's been all messed up. I think they've been putting so much time into thinking up operations for us that they hadn't thought about getting our mail in here to us, so they finally got it in today. Company got 4 big old mail bags full, so I guess it finally caught up with me. I got 2 or 3 from y'all and 1 from Betsy and other people around. I'll try to describe some of this action that took place all day yesterday, all night, and company came in late this afternoon. In total, we had 15 people wounded. That were the worst that really got wounded enough to leave. And they had a few more wounded that really you can't say that were casualties because they just kind of got scratched or something. They stayed out there, which I could have done probably. But we hit a first, the Arvin company that's in Rakhine now was down south of Rakhine, really southwest of Miley. That's the village south of Rakhine on the map. There's a stream that runs out of Miley that goes into the big river out to the west. Well, just south of that little stream, it's where all the action took place. We were just gone out on a normal operation that day, and the Arvins got hit in heavy contact, and so they pulled us up, picked us up from down around here, and carried us up to Rakhine to help them. Well, when we hit the ground, we was catching all kinds of fire, and we fired up all our ammo, and they had to bring in a helicopter, just came flying through there and just kicked the ammo out of the helicopter. And we were all reloaded and everything. The artillery was coming, they fired 3 batteries of artillery. The battery from Ben Luck, from Tanan and Rakhine was firing. And in all, they fired 4,000 rounds of artillery. And later on, about an hour later, they called Alpha Company in, and they dropped in. We were all on line along that big river, and we was catching fire from everywhere. And we thought the main force was to our west where we were maneuvering, but they had snipers behind us too, and that's what got me, because he got me from behind and he just shot it through my can. I was laying on the ground and he shot and it went through my canteen up. I had my canteen on my side, went up through my canteen and just kind of nicked my arm, but they sent me in. I really could have stayed out there. We got our replacements in. In fact, they were out there with us. We're supposed to take them out a few times with us and let them find out what's going on. I shouldn't have to go out anymore, maybe. Anyway, we had contact all during the night. We had resupply come in, but we didn't even have a chance to get up there and get no seas or nothing. We had a Spooky come out. That's the flare ship, C-47 flare ship. And they were firing him, trying to shoot him down. In all, they shot 3 helicopters down, 2 gunships and a medevac. And then this morning, we pushed on in there, or they did, the company did. I wasn't there, I was back here, but I was monitoring the radio, listening to them. And they come up with a total of about 30 VC killed, and they captured some prisoners last night, and the prisoners said that there was a fresh unit had just come over here from the Cambodian border. They came over November the 4th. And this was an advanced party to set up a base camp. So they really had a lot of gall, and they really wasn't informed that they didn't know that we controlled all of this place down around Rakhine, and we didn't let no VC set up no base camps around there. So somebody, I guess the North Vietnamese or something, filled them in and said that they wouldn't have any troubles, because they thought they could just move right in, set up a base camp, wouldn't nobody bother them. But that was their first day in Long An province, and they got just terribly got the shit kicked out of them. They all had brand new AK-47s. They had a Chinese machine gun, a 30 caliber American machine gun, and all had brand new uniforms. They had purple uniforms and brand new gear. And even their ammo was just sparkling clean, just brand new ammo, Chinese ammo. It was a brand new unit. They call themselves the 263rd VC Regiment. And they said there was an advanced party, and the rest of them will be coming over whenever they get set up. They had the old radio that y'all had in World War II, the PRC-10. That's what the Arvins have over here. They had those. And they had a field telephone. We captured that and a field telephone, so that makes them think maybe they got the CP group. They don't think it was no more than a platoon, so that makes them think that they got the CP party of that platoon, because they got the radio and the telephone, and the communications are so limited with the VC that probably only the CP group would have a radio and a field telephone. So that sort of outlines the action. They had our company, Alpha Company, and later on this morning they brought in Charlie Company from Rakhine, and they had an Arvin Company out there. And I mean, they shot the works, and they put airstrikes all in that area along the big river. They were, everybody was online. Plus at each end of the line they had people going across to the river to keep people from running out that way, and they had patrol boats on the river, so the VC just couldn't do nothing but stay and fight. I'm on radio watch now. I'm sitting here drinking a Coke. That's reading you. I had to pause there for a minute. Most guys have been getting a 4-day drop from their DROS. That means I should get my orders to go home for December the 7th. Now then, some guys have got their orders. I should be getting mine any day now. They got what they call a port call. Now that's the day, and they give you a day and an hour when your plane leaves. Now one boy got as much as 10 days drop on his port call, because see, everybody can't leave the same day. So they're going to have, as one plane leaves a day to the United States. So it usually leaves at 9, about 11:30 at night. So this one boy got a 10-day drop, because there's 100 and something people goes on one plane, and they can't let everybody go at once, so they're going to be days in between. I may get a few days drive, I may get a go home exactly the 7th. I don't know yet, and I won't know until I get my orders. But I know that I won't be here no later than the 7th.